This is CliffCentral.com.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Good morning. Welcome. Casper Radio Show. Casper Radio. Radio Show. Good morning, Duncan.
Yeah. Goeiemorgen, meneer.
Hoe gaan dit?
Alles gaan goed en jy?
Lekker.
Soos een gekakte cracker.
Soos een gekakte cracker. Yeah. Nice to speak to you again, Duncan. We see each other too little.
It's been a long time, I must say. You've changed.
I've changed, eh?
You've improved, actually.
Thank you very much. I lost a couple of... Not stone, though. I lost a couple of inhibitions and I gained some weight.
Sounds like my story.
Yeah. So how are things here at CliffCentral.com?
You know, we're always on the edge here on CliffCentral.com,
mm-hmm.
taking leaps, reaching new ground.
I'm glad to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened to Aria is, was he in London?
You know, Aria is such a role model.
Yeah?
Just the other week, he was in Cape Town.
Yes.
Yesterday, he was in London.
Stop it.
Tomorrow, he's coming to my house.
You lucky devil.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our special guest today can tell you some stories. You're going to love it. Duncan, you're going to love it.
What kind of stories?
No, wait until he's here. Wait until he's here.
Oh, it's a her?
Wait until he's here.
Uh-oh.
Wait until he's here. Okay, sorry. I don't enunciate. And then we also have Yvonne van der Berg. She is going to have a new segment every monthly, twice. She's going to have a monthly twice. No.
Every second Friday.
Yeah. She's going to come in because you know Yvonne, Miss
Chaka Chaka.
Miss Klapa Klapa. She is going to answer questions about people, not about people, questions from people who gets clapped about or who wants to know more about being clapping about.
Mm-hmm.
50 Shades of Prey. And she's going to answer some questions every second Friday. So lots of stuff happening here on the Casper.
So excited, Casper.
A radio show. I'm so glad you are.
Skiet, a kleine kaikie, in die nanach. Dit is Casper Radio.
Casper Radio. Morning, Michelle.
Michelle Kishambam on WeChat says, morning, Cassie. You are my healer today. Stuck in bed with the worst cold ever.
We will be your Medinite. We will be your Aladdin. A brand new world. A world of aspirin and flu. We'll heal you.
When last were you under the flu, Casper? It's been a long time for me.
Hey? Long time for me. Long time. People are actually like Betty. Betty is like fucking... Has a cold. Betty.
Bangles.
Yeah.
Shame.
And other people as well. And I don't know what's on. Why? Why in this heat? Why in the heat? Except for if it's Zika. Maybe it's a Zika mosquito. And it starts as a cold and it ends up with you having a small fucking head.
What are your thoughts on Zika virus, Meneer Kasper? Say me.
I want to stay away from it.
A lot of people are saying this is biologically created. It's a biological weapon created by the Gates family, who are supposed to be fighting malaria and other African diseases.
Yeah, the Gateses, yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe you think it's a Zika. They developed it in a library.
Depopulation.
Maybe Ms. Melinda is Miss Ziga. Yeah.
Could be.
They want to deregulate. Of course, we are too many people.
I think so.
You know what I read? It made me so angry because we are too many people. They have now experimented in a library with the sperm of the mouse. So now, what's the next step? The sperm of the man. So now they can make sperm. Who needs to make? We got so many cocks.
I'm so confused.
In this world. Why do you have to make sperm?
So you're saying that they... But don't mice already have sperm?
Yeah, but now they have now synthetically made sperm. So the mouse is not into the picture anymore. So the man is also going to... Well, then they must sterile all of us and just make the sperm of a good, you know, a good singer, dancer, whatever. That's fine. I don't mind. But but don't make sperm and have people fucking. That's what I'm saying, Duncan.
What do you think all this is leading? It just seems chaos.
It's leading to a cold, virile situation where men will become gay and into one another. Women will not be necessary anymore. We're going to fuck off all the women. And everything will be made.
Synthetic.
Yes. Nothing not really analog, new. Digital. You're not going to fuck analog anymore. You're going to fuck digitally. You're going to have a scanner and say, okay, what do you want? My eyes, your nose. Now, you've got an ugly nose. Okay, then your nose. And so we will assemble a kid and digitize, even if you're two men.
Would the kid be a gift from God? A blessing?
No. A kid would be a gift from nature and human endeavor. Mm. I don't know nature, maybe. My nature, I'm wrong. Because that's not natural. It's scientifical. Scientifical?
Is that a word?
Yeah, scientifical. Look up next to Stephen Hawking. It is scientifical. That's his testicle. It's a scientifical. Ah, you got yourself out of that one, little Casper. I did.
Casper, I know you are a futurist enthusiast, but I want to ask you, are you happy with the progression that humans have made since their being?
Yes, but we are still very far behind, Duncan, don't you think?
Compared to
where we should be. Because we are driving rovers around on Mars. At the same time, we are pissing down someone's neck whose head we've decapitated. How does this work? We should be so far ahead. But then when you get people in space and they look down and say, yeah, if you could just see the Earth, we are so stupid to fight one another. But then when we hear, we don't realize that it's so ridiculous what's going on. Everyone's fighting. Everyone, everywhere, everyone's fighting.
I remember with the recent happenings that have been happening around the country lately, I remembered when I was early in my grade one in primary school, mm-hmm. where I went to I wouldn't say affluent English school, but it was proper like a private English school. Then anyway, first day there, grade one, I remember it was blacks against whites, cupping each other with rocks.
Really? Really? But you see, that's so primitive.
Yeah. The thing is, I didn't know what I was doing. I just got there. And then
you were fighting like Neanderthals.
It never made sense to me.
Did you attack?
Yeah, we were just throwing rocks at them. Then after the break, the teachers called us in and they took it very seriously.
Yeah.
And I remember when we used to play soccer on the field during breaks,
yeah.
It would be, okay, blacks against whites. So I think we've always
really?
Just been, yeah, happily.
No, not anymore. I don't think we're going to do that anymore. It's such a fuck up. And now this is Afrikaans on campus cock. Afrikaans on campus.
Meneer, sê my gou.
Ja.
Die plek dat hulle roep Orania. Onse land.
Yeah, die in
a. Is it a real thing? Is it really?
It is. It is. And it's ridiculous.
What is it with?
Well, it is basically, it's not legal, but it is like a, I think they approached it like these things you get, these, Oscar Pistorius stayed in
Blood
one.
Learned,
you know, what do you call that thing?
Complexes.
Yeah, it's like they approached it like that. So that, someone bought that, all that ground,
mm-hmm.
and now it's like a complex where only right-wing whites can be.
Casper, let me ask you this.
Yes.
From a swart mense to an Afrikaner.
Yeah.
What is it with the Afrikaans male that just wants nothing to do with the blackness of me? In your history and just being alive, what is it about being black that the Afrikaner looks at us and he's like, cease.
Cease. It's just certain ones, eh?
Yeah, of course.
But
of course, not
like
all
people have been indoctrinated through decades. That you must remember. So a lot of people went cease for a long time, and they shouldn't have. It was just all cuck. And then gradually, human beings discovered they made mistakes. But there was never a day when one... There should be a day every year where human beings should go, hello, we are white people. We had slaves. We are sorry for that. We must have a day like that. It was a huge mistake. We were thinking too much of ourselves. Fucking sorry. Let's move on. And days like that where we acknowledge mistakes, because that is, I think, part of the healing. Now you've got some whites who are threatened by black people, and deep into their psyche, as they say. I think that is the problem. They feel threatened. Can't be friendly. They can just be threatened. And that has to change. Maybe with Andre, the hilarious hypnotist's help.
Yeah, it could be. Well, the President Zuma did say that.
Whoa! What the fuck was that?
Yammer, Munia.
It's okay. What is this? What is this? Is it playing?
Yeah, off your iPad, I think.
Oh my God. Sorry, what did you say, Duncan?
I wanted to say, in the Sona speech, President Nelson Mandela did say that, Jacob Zuma did say that...
I didn't listen to that.
The
one.
21st of March, which is usually Human Rights Day, will also be remembered as National Day of Racism.
Nice. Well, we'll remember him. I'm not interested in what the fuck he says. He must go. We need someone new. And then someone I can trust and look up to.
Yeah.
No, I don't look up to Zuma.
Absolutely.
I think he's a fucking criminal. We want a new president. And then we need days absolutely like this. We need a day every year.
Every week, actually.
Yeah, but every year we need a day where the white people will go, yes, it was a mistake. Look, and we show the programs. Look at what the fuck happened. De Klerk must now record something forever and saying, I realize that we made the mistakes, and therefore we have changed our positions. Sorry to everyone. And then the brown people come. Say, yeah, you fucking whites. You discriminate against us. Sorry to the brownies. Sorry to the Indiras. Sorry to the Blackies. We will never ever do it again. Let's move on in friendship. And if you see someone who has got racist tendencies, you report them to this hotline. You know. That's what I think.
From up close, I see you're not average, baby, but that of a lethal dose, yeah. You're not the type that's always trying to hide, but rather the one who'd collide into a raging scandal. You're unaware that you're the single loved one, so hook me up on Facebook, and then we'll get into some pork fun, a little pork fun, get into some pork fun. I'll show you my new
trace. I'm nothing like you've seen on the TV. Listen, guys, tune in to this new song. If you're not with that cute girl, you're doing something wrong. Don't get distracted or go into a stagger. You know you are attracted to the girl in all her swagger. Cause she's unaware that she's the only love. Also hook her up on Facebook and then
this is CliffCentral.com.
Oos snoei die lelies mos af met 'n flosdraad.
Dit is Gospel Radio.
So that song we just listened to, Duncan, that is our guest is singing that song.
You know what, Casper? I had one look at him and I listened to the song and I was like, I know this is this guy's song.
Really?
Yeah.
You sort of felt it.
He looks like his song.
That's good. Mm-hmm. You know what he looks like to me? Mm-mm. I can't help it. Like we went to see Deadpool and I just saw Ben Kopinski playing the lead role. I couldn't help it. You know?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So he reminds me of Duncan James of Blue.
Duncan
the
James
pretty one. James?
Oh, if it's the pretty one, then yes.
Yeah, it's a pretty one. Hello, Eduard.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's so nice being here.
Yeah. Ons gaan lekker praat vandag. I'm so excited to have you here because you've got such a lot of stories and I can't wait to go through them all. But the last time I sort of saw you was, and it sounds very pretentious, but that's how we like it, in Las Vegas.
Yes, yeah. That was in 2000.
I don't know, Eduard.
Long
gonna,
ago.
We're going to go through that. We're going to go through it. Oh, Sheila. It reminds me of something I must look up. La Rev. I'm going to look it up, but just a tune of that because we must speak of that as well. What does Ines say there?
Ines say, op die WeChat, wil jy nie asseblief sandwich baron se advertise a biekie op Gasper nie? Dit klink soos Radio Sonder Grense. Eet die lat negatigs.
I understand what he says. Do you know what he said then?
Yeah.
What does he say?
The Sandwich Baron advert sounds a bit like something the radio station RSG
got it.
Would have played in the 90s.
Yes. I'm sorry. Okay, what I'll do is I'll ask permission from Sandwich Baron if I may do that. Because they might be finicky. But the way I know them now, they actually would like it if I do it. So I will. Today we will still do Stoff Poopy with the old ads. We might improvise one now, later, today, just to help Ines. Hello, Alicia.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, my God, girl.
Oh, my God.
Look at your nice little weave.
See, it's lelijk. It's rechtig achter. It's not a weave, nee, it's my eye hore.
Well, the weave-ish look then.
Thanks.
It's so nice. You look like what is that, Gavin? Hello.
Hello, Casper.
Hello, Gav.
Hi, Alicia. You look very sexy. Oh, I love the fact that everybody at Cliff Central, okay, most people at the station, were like screaming when they saw Alicia. She never makes. She doesn't realize it, Casper. Yeah. She never makes an effort to look gorgeous.
Fuck
but she looks like amazing. Sy het moeite gemaak as hulle in Afrikaans sê.
She did. She did.
You look gorgeous.
Bye, Duncan.
Yeah. And from now on, please, that standard. And don't come here like someone at the robot office.
So say you for me that I had never before vandaag enigszins gedraaid.
Ja, ek wou vir jou die hele tyd fucking geldjie gee.
Meneer, the question we should ask Alicia is, what's changed? Is there a new man in your life? What's happening?
No, still single.
Is this new radio station you've got now?
I don't know. I'm just feeling a change in
She was on radio.
I've got a little story to tell you about that.
Yeah, tell me.
You remember when we went to Urban Glow. I was in the car with Alicia, and I was just encouraging her, saying, Alicia, you've got such a great voice. I think you should start reading books to kids and just read them stories because you've got such a soothing voice.
There you go. And now she's doing kid stories.
Yeah. I spoke into your life. You remember that?
Yes, I remember that day. Oh, it was fun.
Can you speak to my life, but speak wealth? Yeah.
Throughout the course of the day, I will think about something that I will speak into your life.
But Gavin, you told me that you have been sexually involved with Edward.
What?
With who? No, or what? What did you say? It was Instagram. Or what?
Yes, Insta, social media. That is how we've been communicating over the last like few years, because he's been more out of the country than
is
in
the country. Yeah. I know. How did I meet you, Edward?
Well, I think the first time I met you, you wouldn't remember that. I think it was in 2000.
Have you got any connection with the Prius Strauss?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll come
very
back to
long,
that. What happened in 2000?
I was your waiter.
What?
Yes,
Gossie.
You were doing a show at the Barnyard Theatre in Alberton.
Oh God, forgive me. Yes? Yes, and you were the waiter.
And I was your waiter. That was 16 years ago.
Are you from Alberton?
Yes, proud South boy.
Well,
East Ranmore.
That's where I met him. I met you. Do you know where I met you?
At the toilets off.
Gavin,
I'm not that type of person anymore.
Yes. Anymore, I know. Yeah, but in 2000,
I met Edward.
You were known as Gavin Lipsmack Prince.
Ooh, yummy!
It's just my Elizabeth Arden lips that I've got on. It's a bit shiny. I apologize.
It's okay. I can see myself.
I will tone it down.
Prachtig, hoor.
Thank you, my
darling.
I can't even thank you. Oh, okay, I don't know where this conversation is going. We were talking about how where I met Edward for the first time. It was at a school in Alberton, and you were performing. You were performing. I don't know with who.
I think it was.
You were in a group. You were in a boy band, but not Overtone. You were in a boy band.
Yes, it was our first a cappella band. It was called Eudacum.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, that was many moons ago.
Very, very long time ago, yes.
Yeah. So you know each other for a long time.
Yes, sorry.
I think I met you also via Michiel Jacobs.
That's right.
You know him. I think he put us together, or we communicated because he helped with addresses and stuff, because then you were still already overseas, I think.
Yes, that was back when we were in
Las Vegas.
We were performing at the Wynn and the Encore.
Yeah, we're going to... We must talk about... I say we're going to... But we are going to talk about it, but not now.
I was following you on Twitter. And that's how I was like, oh, you're on your way to Las Vegas. We have to make this meeting happen.
Oh, lekker. Okay, that's how it worked. Okay, well, I...
Kleinwadeld.
Yeah, but listen now. I worked on a movie with the Prius Strauss.
Mm-hmm.
And what was he of you? Was he your manager or...
We did a show together.
Oh, that's all?
We did a Queen tribute show, and he was our pianist.
Oh, well, the story he told was, of course, much different. He was like your manager and promotioner, what do you call that guy, entrepreneur and all that. Oh, he just played the fucking piano.
Well, he was quite an arranger also. He's very talented.
He's very arranged, and you must see his sitting room. It's lovely arranged. But no, I like the prayer. I like the prayer. He and I get along. We saw each other, if I may drop, in New York again with his boyfriend there. But let's not talk about that now. So, in the movie that we made, he told me, do you know what happened? We were doing a Queen show, my group, which of course now I know is not, but I thought, who's your group? Overtone, he said. What is that? That's a cappella group. And what did they do? They did a Queen show. Okay? Now, before we go beyond this into the wonderful world of the story, where did Overtone start then?
Overtone started as a cappella band group, actually serenade group. We were originally a serenade group.
What does that mean?
We went around and sang on campus at UJ. And we sang to the ladies. And then we started doing shows at weddings, and we said, well, actually getting paid to sing. So
let's do a show.
Let's get some more guys together and let's start a band. And that's where we all started.
And then the Queen show, when did that sort of happen? And did you only do it in Cape Town, or why were you in Cape Town?
We started the show in Cape Town. And we had a, I think, a month run there, and then we came back to Johannesburg. So we were in Johannesburg, but unfortunately the show wasn't very successful in Johannesburg.
Well, fuck all of you in Johannesburg, because you know what happened. I'm going to tell you now. So this is Overtone. This is Overtone. This is why it all makes sense. We are weaved like a spider's web today, this show. So this is, well, not really Queen, but Freddie Mercury, David Bowie Queen song that they're singing. And most probably sang in their Queen show. We'll find out now. So you were singing this. And in walked none other than...
Dina Eastwood.
To see the show.
Correct, yes.
Why was she in Cape Town?
Her husband was shooting a film in Cape Town.
Her husband is?
Mr. Clint Eastwood.
What?
And what movie was he making?
They were busy filming Invictus.
Ah. And so one night out, Miss Eastwood says, let's go see a show. Ah, I like Queen. And she watched your show. And
she actually picked up a flyer off the sidewalk.
Ah.
And she just picked it up and she said,
amazing is that?
Well, I like Queen, so let's go and see what this is all about. Ladies' night out. And
goodness. And then she loved it and she brought Clint back.
Then she booked a private show for Clint and Morgan Freeman and Matt Damon.
Oh, my fuck. Oh, my fuck.
Die, die, die.
Yes, we were a bit nervous.
I can imagine.
No, say the least.
Wie sind die Eis vernaut? Morgan Freeman. What? Matt Damon. What? Clint Eastwood. Fuck off. It's iemand for my drugs. Yeah.
Yeah. So after that, Clint enjoyed the show. And he
listen,
said,
Clint. Hey, he says Clint, not Mr. Eastman. Yeah?
Mm. Yo, well, like first name basis. Mm. Love it.
Well, yeah.
That's the shape of things to come. So he liked it. And then what? Did he speak to you there and then? Or
no, afterwards. They bought a CD. Yes, they bought a CD. They insisted on paying for
dollars.
A CD.
They
dollars. They must pay dollar.
And they enjoyed the show, enjoyed the CD. And so Clint said, well, he still needs some music for the movie. So would we like to do a demo of, I think the first one we did was, Shoshaloza.
What?
So he said, yes, that's great. He enjoyed that one. So can we do another one? So we did the national anthem. And then after that, we did another 11 songs.
So then he booked you. Then he booked you. I mean, after that, you said, okay, I like it. You come record. Or what?
We started recording in South Africa. And then they flew us to Los Angeles to go and record there.
Other songs.
So we did some more songs there, and then they brought us on board to do promotion, also
for the movie.
For the movie, so okay. we promoted the show on the Ellen DeGeneres.
What the fuck?
Wow.
So we sang on that show, and George Lopez, and yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, here's the bit of Shoshaloza you did. I'm gonna play a little bit of it to help with our story. When we are Africa, what do you say?
I'm saying, I just realized that the most of the music is a cappella. There's no instruments, just like the Pentatonix, but way, way better.
They are like a cappella mostly, hey? Mm-hmm.
Because that
song that we listen now was not.
I heard that.
Yeah, but we'll talk about that because I think that was released when they were in America. But now I just want to slowly crawl back in the story and say, okay, so now you realize this guy is really interested in you and it's not a dream. He's going to actually fly you to America to record on Evictus' soundtrack.
Oh my goodness.
That's right.
Did you sign a piece of paper?
Yes, of course. There was quite a hefty document involved, but it was Warner Brothers, so we had to.
Wow, then you know it's true, man. Isn't that just amazing?
This is fantastic.
This woman, Bina Easton, picking up a flyer, seeing them in Cape Town. Next moment, they are recording for a major Hollywood picture.
What the fuck, man? It's amazing.
Is that you? Is that you, Edouard?
No, that was not.
That was Duncan. Good again? It's too late now. They've already recorded.
My ears.
Lekker. Okay, we'll continue the story right now. First, I just have to say, before I forget, because I'm going to forget, that Betty Bangles has got a birthday on Monday. He is one of those children who jumped 4 years. It's only on the 29th that it's its birthday.
Wow.
So he's a privileged child and a special,
special child.
Special child. Now, I don't understand this whole fucking thing of leap year. What is it? What is leap year?
Well,
are you going to answer me?
My goodness.
Okay, Gavin, you go. You go, my darling, you go.
I don't know what leap year is.
Okay.
But someone must know.
Yes.
I can tell you guys.
Okay.
You know how some people have 11 fingers?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we say they've got...
You know, like that tiny one that comes out of the pinky.
Yeah.
So we call them leap fingers.
Why do you call them leap fingers?
Because they've got an extra finger.
Why is it
like,
a leap finger?
Like the leap year, it has an extra day every 4 years.
Yes.
So if only those people's fingers would disappear every 4 years, which they don't. So they we can call them leaping fingers.
Mm. Okay.
Okay,
it kind of makes
very
sense.
Nice.
Yeah.
But now, what I understand is that the apparently we need, the Earth needs 365 days to somehow maneuver around the sun or something.
Well,
but how do we know? Who found that out?
Hmm? Well, according to timeanddate.com, leap days, are needed to keep our calendar in alignment with the Earth's revolutions around the sun.
Yes, was I right or was
you
I
were,
right?
You were fucking right. Eh?
Thank you.
You were right.
So stop judging
me. No, nobody's judging, my darling.
Have you got anything to contribute to this, Edward?
I think it was a thing with the Pope.
First it was Julius Caesar and then the Pope.
It was the Pope. And he said, well, we're losing time.
Yeah.
Look at that knowledge. And then Alicia said, no, at first it was Julius
Caesar. Yes.
Go on, Edward.
Yeah. All right. Sorry, special guest.
It was all about Easter. They wanted Easter to fall on the same day every single day. And they realized that it's
every year.
Every year, yes. Yeah. And they realized that it's changing. The season isn't the same as it was 5 years ago. So they they had to correct that by putting 6 hours on each year or put one day every four years.
Yes. No, that's true.
So there is no leap year.
That sounds amazing.
But it was first Julius Caesar who implemented the first...
Alicia's right, okay?
Leap year. I'm sorry, I'm just saying...
She's just reading
I'm
the
just
right
saying,
stuff.
I'm just saying, timeanddate.com won't lie to us. I'm just saying.
Casper, all this just means there is no leap year because it's man-made.
It's man-made. It's fucking man-made. So, Betty, does he exist? That's
Betty
the
question. Doesn't exist.
Maybe
maybe that's why he's got his alter ego of Betty. Because
yes, exactly.
Bernard was actually born...
Parallel dimensions.
Yeah, that is the
thing.
So
he created Betty to be able to be normal like us.
Yeah,
so
technically...
shall we sing a happy birthday to Technol Kikoli, Betty?
Yes, we should.
And then we go...
Okay, can we sing a cappella?
Yeah. I don't know how, but yeah.
Edward, ek weet jy hoor dit baie, maar sit hom vir ons in.
Wat sing ons?
Ons gaan beatbox ook.
Happy birthday for
Betty. Oh my God.
Happy birthday for
Betty. Happy leap year.
Leap year birthday for Betty. Okay.
Who out is Betty?
Let me give you a link. Happy happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
Livia
Betty.
On Monday.
On Monday, Monday, yes.
Happy birthday to you.
Fuck, you can't. That's
nice. Yay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We needed like a female voice there. We needed a high voice.
Yeah. So I want to ask you, Duncan, about this iFix competition, because we are going on with our omnibus and iFix has got some kind of emoji competition that's going on until Monday, the leap year. I fix. And they got some competition. You can. What do you have to do, Duncan?
Well, Casper, if you do not know, if you didn't know, now you're about to know.
Okay.
Awesome stuff.
Three lucky customers.
Yes.
Will win an iFix Plus membership.
Shit! What is that?
What then? Is that?
Well,
they got membership plans.
Talk what? To us, Duncan. Did why are you not explaining to us?
Didn't you
give
know?
Us more detail.
Plus, there are weekly spot prizes ranging from screen repairs, power banks.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Listen to this, guys.
Oh, my goodness.
The campaign
better?
Is in its second week of running.
Oh, my God.
And we only know about this now.
And yeah. They only have two winners this far. So there's still a chance for you guys to
oh
win.
What do you have goodness. To do? What do you have yes. to do, Duncan?
Exactly. This
and what is the membership?
Listen,
Duncan, why are you not talking to
Duncan,
us?
Duncan, just tell us.
Book your device in at any iFix store during the month of February.
Okay,
it's now. It's still a couple of days.
Do you still have some time?
So you go into iFix, say, here's my device.
And book it in so they can register you.
So, but it's not broken. Okay, now it's broken.
Because you need to win. You want
to
win.
Oh, so it needs to be broken before you book it in.
Of course. What the fuck? Is it for a holiday?
But I just got
I want to put my iPhone on a holiday.
Ek vra net van ons mense wat nie weet nie.
Okay.
So once you've booked your device in, when you're in the store,
yeah.
you take a picture with a huge emoji they're going to have in the studio.
I nearly misunderstood you.
Okay.
A huge emoji that they have in the store.
So you go in the snore.
In the snore. Yep.
Yes, it's a snore.
Any all? Yeah.
Any all snore?
You go into the store.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you snap a picture with you and your favorite emoji
which
available
they have
in the store.
In there.
Okay, yeah. And then?
Don't choose. There's some special children. They don't choose them. They are not the emojis. They're just there on a visit.
Absolutely.
Being booked in.
So once you've yes. snapped your picture with the emoji, share the love on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Okay.
Using the hashtag. This is important.
Yes. Yeah.
This is the hashtag.
Yes.
Happy phone.
Hashtag happy phone.
Hashtag happy phone.
Okay.
In Amsterdam, Elisha, where the Doha store is called hashtag.
I can't remember. Mm. No.
So the hashtag is?
Happy phone.
Happy phone.
Happy phone. That's phone. Jabulile.
That's phone PH.
Yeah. Mm. Not Afrikaans phone. And then,
just checking.
The competition runs from the 1st of February
it's gone.
To the 29th.
Okay, it's gone.
Okay, so we've got until Monday.
Up until leap day.
iFix Plus winners will be announced on the 3rd of March. Weekly winners.
No, the 4th. They're going to announce it on our show now.
Next fantastic.
Wait, yes. Yes.
Oh my God,
it's exclusive tie-ins. It's tie-ins.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
You are amazing, Casper.
Wow.
Casper, you were like, guess the best, huh? Fuck it.
Wait, there's more.
Okay, but tell us about that membership.
I'm getting there, woman.
But you're not taking
his own sweet time.
Where's her mic? Can I switch it off?
So weekly winners will be on the 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th of February. I've read that already.
Yeah.
But when you, this is what you can win. A free screen repair at the iFix in Westgate. That's in the Westrand.
Oh, God, don't go there.
Why not, Minira? No, okay, I'm from that country.
Clearwater.
Yeah.
Clearwater is better. Yeah, okay, Westgate.
Okay, yeah.
You go there and you win what?
You win a free screen repair.
Okay.
And a lunch date with me.
You see, because it's a tie-in.
Oh, my God.
It's a tie-in.
Where can I sign up? Holy
where
shit.
Can I not sign up?
He's a very good kisser.
I want to date, but not
Gavin,
Duncan.
He's a very good kisser.
Oh, wait, I'm married.
Duncan is a good... Yeah, you're married. Yeah. Your husband is listening to this.
Yeah, but they're gay. Is it like...
How dare you, women? You fucking straight...
Oh, okay, okay. Okay. Yeah, Gavin, so, I love all
we love IFIX and we love corn because we're going to go there right now.
Yes. Hi.
Hello.
Hanne.
Goed, self.
Lekker. Kan ek kapie van jou slaai kry?
Moenie my slaai krap nie. Natuurlik.
Dankie. Dis kraakvars.
Ek het my iPhone geëet.
Hoe bedoel jy?
Ek het hom vergeet in die slaai.
Jou dom doring.
Ek is jammer. Wat gaan ek nou doen? My iPhone is gekraak.
Daar's tog net een manier.
Selfmoord?
Nee man. iFix.
Wat is iFix?
Weet jy nou nog nie?
Ek onthou dinge nie baie lank nie.
iFix is die beste plek om heen te gaan as jou selfoon 'n kraak of 'n probleem of 'n papbattery of enige ander tegniese probleem het, bring hom na iFix.
Net iPhones?
Nee, dis die lekker ding. Dis nie net iPhone nie, Samsung beslis ook en 'n hele klomp ander handelsmerke.
Regtig?
Ek koop so.
Waar is iFix?
iFix is landwyd beskikbaar. Moet ek dit vir jou volgens opsoek of sal jy net 'n bietjie handjie by sit in Google?
Op wat met 'n Google op die slaaiblaar? Jy het my iPhone opgevreet.
Jammer.
Oh, by the way. iFix bied met trots aan konststorie.
Hoe weet jy dit?
Ek lees dit hier voor my.
Spygie?
Ja, dokter.
Ja, ek het baie slegte nuus, Spygie. Ongelukkig, as gevolg van die feit dat het een bietjie lang gevat het vir julle om hier uit te kom, kan ek Attie se vallis nie red nie.
Dokter, wat sê jy?
Ek kan vallis se Attie nie red nie.
Probeer weer?
Ek kan Attie se vallis nie red nie.
Hoe bedoel jy?
Ons sal het moet amputeer, Spygie.
Nee, hoekom?
Wel... As jylle net een bietjie vroeger hier aangekom het, kon ons het ook nog gered het. Maar blykbaar het jylle aangedring op een ambulance om jylle te kom haal. Jylle wou nie hospitaal te ry nie.
Ek wou nie, ek was te geskok, ek was te beverig. En ek het nie besef, dit is so dringend nie.
Ja, ons is net te laat. Kyk op dat Attie een sex change is.
Ja?
Is het klaar een bietjie problematies daaronder? En... Die poeier lyk my bestaan uit 'n hele klomp bestanddele, onder andere anys,
Eine.
Suur,
Au.
Kloor,
Eine.
En superglue.
Oh, nee.
Die probleem is dat die suur, die acid, dit vreet nou nog. En ons sal het moet stop, anders vreet dit vir Attie letterlik op.
As ons net vroeger gegaan het, maar ons was embarrassed. Ons was embarrassed, dokter. Ons het gedink, ons kan nie. Ek het nie geweet hoe om te verduidelik dit. Ek is pas getroud, ons is pas getroud. Attie is 'n sex change, sy voel is vrot. Wat sou mense gedink het?
Mens moet soms maar jou trots in jou sak steek, om jou trots te behou.
Ja, want nou kan hy nie meer sy trots in sy sak steek nie.
Wel, ons sal by mekaar moet kom en ons sal een alternatief moet uitwerk. Dit sal natuurlijk een paar cente kos, maar daar is hoop. Moenie hoop verloor nie. Moenie moed verloor nie. Moenie geloof verloor nie.
Nee, ek sal nie. Maar ek het moed verloor.
Ons sal het vir jou soek.
Baie dankie. Ek het verloor tussen die voordeur en die hospitaaltheater.
Goed. En maar Vygie, ek kan maar ingaan en by hom sit. Hy is nog nie by sy bewustheid nie. Maar jy kan vir hom vertel wat gebeur het, as jy wil.
Ek sal, dankie. Ach, sy is toch daar leeg. Min wetende van wat gebeur het. Dat ons huwelik nou so moes begin het. Dat het nou so moes afskop. Vir iemand wat gemeen was. Ek sal uitvind wie dit was. Die persentjie het gesê dit kom van Tannie Splinter. Ek sal later bietjie by haar omgaan. Laat ek maar sit. Attie. Dis Vygie, ek is hier by jou, hoor. Hierso, ek hou jou hand vas. Druk een keer as jy my kan hoor. Eina! Nie so hard nie. Ten minste weet ek jy hoor my. Ek wil jou iets vertel. Onthou jy in die 80s was daar 'n Afrikaanse alternatiewe rockbeweging? Onthou jy? Enna! Jy hoor my. En kan jy onthou wat was daardie beweging se naam? Artikuleer net bietjie meer.
Voelvry.
Dis reg. Dit was die Voelvry toer. En weet jy wat, Attie? Jy is ook nou voelvry. Enna!
Welkak, hoed, hallo, jy is Benny.
Dis reg mevrou, ek is Benny.
Noem maar welkom.
Kom gerus in.
Welkom hier by ons.
Dankie dat jy kom eet het hier. Ek het maar net gedink ek en jy en Rita.
Mevrou Dominee.
Jammer mevrou Dominee, net bietjie kan gesels. Bietjie informeel, informatie uitruil en mekaar leer ken.
Nee, dit is baie gaaf Dominee. Weet jy, ek is regtig waar, baie dankbaar vir die werk.
Ah, dis prachtig gestel. Dit laat my dink aan Maori 3 vers 9. Altyd sal die haan tog kraai.
Ja. Ja.
Wat eet jy so mooi? Kom sit. Kom sit hier so, so lank.
Mevrou Dominee maak heerlike lam.
En fembrulpap.
Ekskuus tog.
Fembrulpap. Prebelse. Crème brûlée.
En crème brûlée. Heerlik.
Dankie mevrou.
Dan sê, hier kom die lam. Njam, 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 njam.
Ruik net daar die heerlike, heerlike visserye, Benny.
Kan nie wag nie.
En die varkballe, artepokkies, en daar is konfytkots, wortels.
Dankie mevrou, baie, baie dankie.
Nou ja, voor ons begin, laat ons maar net dankie sê vir die voedsel.
Fuck, natuurlijk, ja, sorry, okay.
Baie dankie vir die voedsel aan ons gegewe en vooral vir Rita se handjies, wat so getrou die kos gemaak het, sonder haar sou die lam nie so gesmaak het nie.
Een
lam is maar net een dier, maar met die speserye, die sorg en die liefde waarmee Rita dit aan mekaar gesit het, smaak dit uniek en heerlik. Amen.
Dankie, Koen. Baie mooi van jou.
Fok!
Zag en heerlijk. Baie lekker voorbereid.
Dankie, skaamlippie. Hey, Benny.
Mis julle van Marcel?
Ja, hy is in die tronk. Maar, ja, ons mis hom toch, ne, Rita?
Ja, natuurlijk. Hoekom dan nou nie? Hoekom dan nou nie? Bietjie crème brûlée vir iemand?
Is nog bezig met die lam, Tannie.
Kakakala. Tite. Henny. Lenny. Penny. Renny. Kenny. Danny, Benny?
Ja, mevrou.
Jy lyk vir my so bekend. Ek ken jou gesig. Jy het so bekende gesig.
Hoe bedoel mevrou nou?
Ek bedoel net, ek ken die gesig van jou. Ek ken dit van Arend. Hollippe!
Ek weet nie eindelijk wat om te sê nie.
Ach, Rita, jy weet ons nou maar mense, sommige mense lyk op mekaar. Hulle sê mos daar is vir elkeen 'n dubbelganger ergens in die wêreld.
Ja, nee, ek weet, moet nie nou met Wikipedia kap informatie hier aankom nie. Ek sê net, hy lyk bekend, hy lyk bekend, hy lyk bekend.
Ek weet ek kan, ek weet ek kan. Ah, nee, dankie, Tannie.
Mevrou Dominee.
Mevrou Dominee.
Ek kan nie lekker sien nie.
Hallo Tannie, Splinter, dis Vygie.
Die wat nou?
Dis Vygie.
O, Vygie die nurse, / polisievroukie, / Attiese eggenote.
Dis reg Tannie Splinter, baie dankie vir die persent wat Tannie vir ons gegee het, hoor.
Wat se persent praat jy van?
So Tannie het nie vir ons rubber opwas handskoene gegee nie. Dit het dan gestaan duidelik van ouma Splinter. Baie lief.
Hallo, nee, ek het nie, dit kan nie van my wees nie.
Wel, Onthou tannie, paar maande terug het ek en Attie vir tannie een kant gevat en die kak uit tannie se tande geboor.
Ek gaan julle nog fucking sue daarvoor.
Ek kan nie tannie, ons is die polisie. En ek het een hele paar implemente saamgebring. Luister. So as tannie nie vir my die waarheid vertel nie, gaan hierdie implemente begin werk, hoor. Maar kom ons begin met 'n lekker, warm, natuurlike klap.
Au! Eiders, jy sê ek kan nie sien nie.
Wat 'n konkoksie het aan die splinter aan mekaar gesit. Waar het aan die dit gekry? Attie gaan sy voel verloor.
Ja, maar laat ek lag.
Wat so, ou vrot vrou!
Au! Ek beloof jou, meisjie, ek het glad nie 'n persentjie gegee nie. Iemand moes het in my naam gedoen het.
Of jy lieg baie goed aan die splinter, of jy praat die waarheid baie kak.
Ek kan jy net my help om hierdie bloed op te vee. Dit stein my kapits.
Nee, jy kan het self doen. Ek gaan 'n bietjie ander speerwerk doen, tannie Splinter. En die gode behoede jou as jy vir my gelieg het. En dan sal ek jou vrek maak.
Ek kan nie lekker hoor nie.
Ek sal jou vrek maak.
Hallo, ek het niks om jou te maak nie. Ek beloof.
Ons sal uitvind, tannie Splinter.
Dit is 'n tens einde.
Ek weet.
Maar weet jy wat?
Nee.
In die tyd wat ons geluister het, het iFix jou iPhone reggemaak.
Hulle is flippend vinnig.
Flippend.
En, soos 'n sluit en heelbrau, goedkoop.
Dit's hem.
iFix.
Môre, klas.
Môre, heelbrau.
Goed, kom ons doen huiswerk. Goedkoop plus langdurig is gelyk aan
iFix.
iPhone plus gebreekte glas is gelyk aan
iFix.
Vriendelike plus vinnige diens is gelyk aan
iFix.
Mooi. Dis al wat julle in die lewe moet weet.
Môre, Benny, hoe gaan dit?
Nee, het gaan baie goed, dankie, Dominee. Vars en vrolijk voor vandaag.
Dat is lekker. Benny, ek moet gauw uitgaan.
Ja, Dominee.
Ek moet vir Marcel, my seun, wel, my stiefseun, gaan besoek in die tronk.
Oh, dis reg, Dominee.
Ek het verlede week skoon vergeet om hom te besoek. Dit het so dol gegaan.
Ja, Dominee. Mense sê dit altyd as hulle vergeet om na jou toe te kom, dan sê hulle dit het dol gegaan.
Ja, wel, dit het dol gegaan. En Marcel sal verstaan, ek is seker daarvan.
Nee, is reg, Dominee. Nou, geniet die dag of sê groete van Marcel, al ken ek hom nie.
Ek sal. Hou jy maar die fort hier, hoor.
Ek sal die escort en die Opel en die fort hou, Dominee.
This embarrassing silence was brought to you by
Tant Wessie se sanitêre doekies.
Tot ziens.
Tot ziens, Benny.
Konsistorie, goeiemiddag. Konsistorie, goeiemiddag.
Hallo, praat u Afrikaans?
Afrikaans.
Engels, Zulu, Ndebele, Tswana.
Afrikaans.
Saitsutu.
Afrikaans.
Sal u omgee as ek u 'n paar vrae vra?
Nee, vra maar.
Baie dankie.
Wie is u?
Ek bel van MTN.
Is dit soos 'n questionnaire?
Ja, meneer. Dis 'n survey.
O ja. Goed.
En ek wil u laat let daarop dat hierdie oproep opgeneem mag word om standaarde te kontroleer.
Nee, dis reg, solank dit jou standaarde is en nie myne nie.
Ja, meneer. Eerste vraag.
Ek is ene ore.
Het u 'n rekening by MTN gehad?
Ja. Ek het.
Het jy nog steeds 'n rekening by MTN?
Nee. Nie meer nie.
Hoekom het jy nie meer 'n rekening by MTN nie?
Want ek het oorgestap na Cell C.
Hoekom het jy oorgestap na Cell C?
Want ek het nie gehou van MTN nie.
Was jy al by Vodacom?
Ek wou daar kom, maar toe het ek nie.
En Virgin?
Nee, twee meisies.
Telefone?
Nee, ek bedoel nee. Ek was by die gym, maar ek het nie vol gehou nie.
Goed. Geel of wit koeldrank?
Geel?
Skyfies? Of mash?
Smash. Dis nogal lekker. Het jy gesien al, het is in sulke pakkies.
Ja, meneer, ek weet dit. Antwoord asseblief streng die vraag wat gevra word. En moenie afdwaal nie.
Goed. Oef, touchy. Jammer.
Slaghuis of supermark?
Slaghuis.
Bosman of hommel?
What the fuck is a hommel?
Dis die Afrikaans vir drone, meneer. Bosman of a drone?
Hommel.
Regtig?
Ja.
Hommel.
Hommel. Ja.
Baie dankie, meneer.
Benny.
Benny. Benny. Benny. Benny. Benny. Dankie, meneer Benny.
Luister.
Ja, meneer.
As jy gedink het dat jy ooit weer my tyd kan mors met hierdie absolute interessante oproepies, dan is jy reg.
Ja, meneer.
My naam is Benny. Wat is jou naam?
Ek is Hanelie.
Annelie, sal jy my morgen weer bel?
Ek het net soveel vraag.
Ek kan ander vraagjes vraag morgen.
Goed. Tot morgen dan.
Papa Annelie.
Tata Benny.
Fuck it.
Hallo dokter Langkak.
Laat ek sit.
Hoe lyk jy dan so bemoord?
Sekond. Die vraag wat ek het is, hoekom lyk jy so gelukkig? Skroefmoer, hoekom lyk jy so opgewonde?
O, jyre Rita, ek het so baie verhale om te vertel. Maar, laat ek het maar net so stel, ek en Elisabeth Smook het mekaar gevind. Soos die Engelse sê, we get on like a house on fire.
Wat kak, hoekom fafa soos a house on fire, soos verbrand julle binnen 'n paar minute?
Fire, die klem is op fire, dis die gekose woord, dis die uitverkore woord in daai sin. Fire, ek kan sê, joh, ek sal vir jou sê, Rita, nog nooit het ek so heerlike wisselwerking met iemand gehad soos Elisabeth Smook nie.
Dit is goed om te hoor. Knip geld.
Maar...
Zip het die toetik.
Ek is nie hier om as sielkundige te sien nie. Jy is hier om my te sien.
Ja. Ach. Tarte my. Ach, dokter Langerhans. Spinnie. Hoe kan ek het nou stel? Jy sien, dit het al een hele paar maande aangekom.
Ja, ek hou so van Elisabeth. Sy ruik so lekker na lensies. Ach. En die sagte hande van haar.
Die feit dat jy my laat pijn.
Kan nie wacht. Is nog net. Wat? 60, 70 minute. Ek gaan ek al weer sien. My lovely English rose. Oh, I love her. And I want to keep her in my garden. Ek wil al die hele tijd net not lie. Sy is fantastisch.
En daarom wil ek sky.
Oh, kan nie glo dat dier die van aswegens. Het ek vir Elisabeth ontmoet.
So wat denk jy daarvan, dokter Langerhans?
En soos een stuk materiaal naait.
Sorry, wat sê jy, Rita?
Het jy nie na my geluister nie?
Nee, ek het. Ja, dit is verskrikkelijk. Ek sal vir jou medisyne gee.
Jy het nie geluister nie. Gekak! Een... Plus 1 is gelijk aan...
iFix!
Mooi!
iFix! Stoofpoepies van tijd! Proudly brought to you...
by Sandwich Baron.
Dit is reg, dit is weer die Sandwich Baron wat vir ons 'n stof poppie brom. Maar soos wie was dit dink aan Ines, hè? Who said, well, he said that he doesn't like the ad. It's too RSG. But I think Alicia also likes it because she always says after the ad she's hungry. So yeah. That, it must work.
No, it's definitely a nice ad. I don't know what he means that it's fucking sexy.
I understand.
But it's nice. The lady, she's got a very nice voice.
Dit sal sandwich baron moet wees. Hulle lewer mos gratis af by my huis of kantoor. Maar wat sal dit wees? 'N smaaklike toebroodjie, 'n kraak vars slaai of vars vrug?
Miskien is dit daai kantoor. Dit's 'n bietjie RSG.
Glad nie, ek hou van haar stem. Haar stem maak my honger.
Kantoor. Okay. So you can't rewind this, hey? Duncan?
Nee, jy kan nie.
Okay, baie dankie.
Wat eet ek vandag? Dit sal sandwich baron moet wees.
Okay.
Hulle lewer mos gratis af by my huis of kantoor.
Ek het mos nie geweet nie.
'N smaaklike toebroodjie, 'n kraak vars slaai of vars Franse brood met 'n verskeidenheid kwaliteit vulsels of
kwaliteit. Verskeidenheid kwaliteit vulsels. Nee, daar het sy haar klem verkeerd. Kwaliteitvulsels, nie kwaliteitvulsels.
Dalk 'n reuse gebakte aartappel wat bedek is met romerige sampioensaus, bros gebraaide spek en baie cheddar kaas. By Sandwich Baron kan jy aanlyn bestel. Registreer eenmalig by die winkel van jou keuse. Bestel aanlyn by sandwichbaron.co.za. Sandwich Baron, ongetwyfeld.
Yeah, that's a nice.
Are you two okay?
Nee, ek raak
jas. We're trying to juice up the ad. So it's not RSG-rig.
Ja, ek sal 'n sexy sandwich baron ad doen.
Ja, okay, so kom ons doen 'n sexy ad. Okay. Hi, Alicia.
Hallo, Kasper.
Hoekom is daar water by jou mond?
Want ek het heerlik gesmil aan 'n sandwich baron aardappel.
Vertel van my meer.
Ag, dit was heerlik geweest, gevul met roomkaas en stukkies bacon en spring onion. Ag, en die boter wat so afdrip. Ek wil dit net van my vingers af.
Waar is die naaste sandwich baron?
Okay. And that side effects was brought to you by Duncan and Gavin.
Very nicely done.
Baie nice, julle
wou. Very nicely done.
Ons moet 'n radio porno maak, dink ek.
Ek wil nog 'n radio drama wees. That's my dream in life.
Solank dan net sex scenes is, dis al wat ek goed is.
Look, we haven't got time on the show to fantasize dreaming. Listen.
Sex and articles, love it.
Sureta sê jy lyk mooi.
Ah.
Sureta sê, Alicia, love your new look, Macy.
Ach, dankie my turtledove.
Die Afrikaans Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, dis pragtig. Jy is fucking lief.
I wouldn't push it that far.
Ach, fuck jou, Gavin, okay? Gee my net my sekonde.
Die sandwich baron, Marilyn Macy. Not Marilyn Macy, Marilyn.
No. Yes.
So you go on there. Let me continue.
Met ons program.
I will continue with the show. So Eduard, we have a stuff poopy, which is always like a hit from years gone by. Now, I don't know exactly how old you are, but I'm going to say this group came from Belgium. They started in the 80s. They had a strange Spanish name. Doesn't ring any bell yet. Any bell?
Nee, glad nie.
Okay, die vrou het 'n baie mooi stem. Sy was actually waaroor die groep gegaan het. Sy het 'n stem amper soos hierdie was Belgium. I think sy was France Belgium, maar die Hollanders het 'n groep gehad, Pussycat. Daar was 'n main singer wat dieselfde tipe stem gehad het as hierdie girl. Haar naam is Danny Klein. Kan jy nou onthou wat se groep is dit?
Nee.
OK, ek gaan vir jou 'n klou gee. Johan speel af vir ons twee note. Pam pam. Nee, ek gaan vir param pam 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 param pam 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 param pam pararara. Pararara.
O, ek herken die wys.
Ja, die wys. Pam 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 pam
pam pam rubabara. Bam
bum bam
bam bam bam bam
bam bam
bam bam bam bam bam bam bam.
Got on the phone and called a girl, said we need dangling curly pearls, but
Nee, na, na, na.
Nee, na, na, na.
In my high heel shoes and fancy pads, I ran down the stairs, hailed me a cab going, nay, na, na, na.
Nee, na, na, na.
Nee, na, na, na.
Nee, na, na, na.
Oh, na, nee, na, na, na.
Nee, na, na, na.
Na, na, na.
So their name is Vaya Con Dios, and they're from Belgium. And they actually toured South Africa at the stage as well. And I saw that live show. It's Standard Bank Arena, there close to where I used to stay in Kensington. They have now decided to stop. So in November 2015, last year, it was never to be Vaya Con Dios again. It was the last show somewhere in Belgium. Which is okay, this woman had a long run. You can hear she's a bit hoarse. Sy moet bietjie gaan drink en haar geld geniet. Kevin, hoekom lyk jy so honger?
Want ek het nou net gesmil aan 'n
honger, honger.
Honger.
Want ek is lus vir 'n
sandwich.
Van wie? Van wie?
Sandwich Baron.
Yeses, dankie.
Yes. Wow.
Dankie. Wat het jy in jou mond?
Ek het groot sandwiches.
O, God.
Groot sandwiches.
'N groot toebroodjie, dankie.
'N groot toebroodjie met...
Nee, nie twee broodjie, my Here. Nie twee broodjies nie, toebroodjie.
Toebroodjie met
cheese.
Tamaties.
Met kaas, tamaties.
Ulambile kakulu.
Alles.
En hoenderskyfies.
Oudla kakulu.
En pineapple stukkies.
Eet die eier op jou balalaika.
Ons speciale gast is Eduard Leonard, Eduard Johnson van Rensburg. But your name in America, Eduard, was Eduard Leonard.
Eduard Leonard, ja. Johnson van Rensburg was net administratrie. Ek kan nie meer praat.
Nee, ons kan nie. Ek kan dis jy.
Sê in English.
Ek het vergeet om my oefeninge te doen.
Benedict
Cumberbatch. Benedict Cumberbatch. Ja, Janse van Rensburg was net 'n administratiewe probleem gewees.
En 'n mond vol van Amerikane.
Jansy van Rensburg.
Yeah. That sounds like there's nothing wrong with
Jean-Claude Van Damme. I mean,
Jean-Claude Van Damme. Ja, wel, ek het maar net besluit ek gaan met my tweede naam gaan as my stage name. So.
So there you were in America recording Invictus, and then you, Miss Dina had a shining... liking, what the fuck am I? I can't talk either. I think it's the Sandwich Baron article, but an Alicia so bold was what I can
Carb coma.
So you stayed there and then you intermingled. I mean, you sang for Charlize Theron.
Yes, we did a few shows with Charlize.
Hear that.
Didn't you need a fucking bar?
She has an awesome. What do you call it? It's a house? Charity.
Okay.
And we sang for the charity. It's called Charlize Africa, and she's very much still in South Africa, and she's doing her part there. So we helped with the charity.
Okay, kom en er is geen vraag. Did you speak Afrikaans?
Mm-hmm. Oh, ja.
Regtig? En kan sy nog mooi Afrikaans praat? Nog soos vlot soos altyd?
Sy praat nog vlot, benou nie Afrikaans.
Is dit? Oh, dis
genoeg. Ja, want sy het ons laatst gesê, she can't speak English to her mother.
Ja.
So she speaks Afrikaans.
Ja. Dis goed dat sy nog
haar assistent het vir ons gesê, nie, is alles, hulle ken 'n paar woorde, wat ek nou hier nie gaan herhaal.
Jy kan.
Dit is hoekom hierdie stasie so amazing ears.
Okay, I'm so going to close my ears, but you can continue. Ach,
but you see, Edward, the thing is, the people will take offense on not listening. So that's what, it's a win-win.
Maar my ouma het wel gesê, sy wil die podcast kry.
Ouma, ouma maak jou oor.
En ek het nou net die P-woord gesê, sy ouma gaan luister later.
Okay. Ach, dis okay.
Maar okay, as ouma luister, sê die woord, dan sal ek sensor.
Okay,
die een was nie bad nie, so die een ding wat sy gesê het is, waar is my skoen? Want blykbaar verloor sy skoene die heel tyd.
Why is that?
Hoekom
is dit
vir ouma?
I don't know. Okay. Nee, die ander een was nou obviously jou ma se.
Oh, I love Charlize.
Yes, it's dierbaar.
Okay. How did she smell? Sorry, Casper, I just need to find
out. God, Duncan.
J'adore.
She's like a door, she says. Like a fucking door.
She smelled like a door.
Yeah,
like
oil. An oily door. And now I want to ask you, the Clint business there. How many wives has he had? Well, how much of the children did you see? And did you see Scott? He's so hot.
I can say telephone number, so.
OMG.
Someone grab his phone.
I'll say.
Sy
vrou het ons pretty much aangeneem.
Dina.
En dis hoekom ons is baie deel van die familie. Ons is deel van die familie geraak. So ons het al die kinders geken en al die troeteldiere geken en Clint het eintlik my rot gesteel. Ons sien steel nie uit om gered babysit. En toe het hom nie teruggegee nie.
Het jy 'n rooitjie gehad?
Ja, ek het 'n rot gehad.
Clint Eastwood het my rooitjie gesteel.
But you also broke his car. Tell us about that.
Ja,
what?
Ek het sy kar in 'n winkel ingery per ongeluk.
Hoe the fuck het jy 'n kar in 'n winkel ingery per ongeluk?
You was lazy to get out.
Ons was op pad Wykes toe eintlik.
Het jy gedrink?
En die aand voor die tyd dalk so 'n bietjie.
En
nee, glad nie. Okay. Toe het ons gestop by so klein winkeltjie langs die pad en Dina hardloop toe terug in die winkel in want sy het iets vergeet en toe besluit ek wel dit is hierdie awesome Mercedes en ek wil graag 'n foto hê in die
driver's seat. Yeah.
En toe klim ek in en een van my vriende neem toe 'n foto en ek het nie besef die kar is nog steeds aan nie. En toe trap ek op iets en toe gaan ons reg deur.
Maar was die handbreek of iets nie op nie? Sit net so geidle park in eerste rand.
So you went into what?
She said she was standing inside of the shop and all of a sudden the windows broke and the fridges just came in and
Oh my goodness, wat het hy toe gesê?
Ek het hom toe so 2 weke later gesien, dink ek. ons het in hulle kombuis gesit en toe het ek vir Dina gesê, I'm really stressed out, what am I going to say?
What kind of car was it?
Mercedes.
A Mercedes something.
65 MG. Hmm. Yeah. I was 3 dae oud.
Oh my god.
I would have died.
Yeah, so we were sitting in the kitchen and I said, Dina, I'm really stressed out. What am I going to say? And she said, well, remember, Clint isn't a huggy person. So don't worry about it. It'll be fine. And Clint walked into the kitchen.
Well,
and
he's like,
what will be fine?
Well, just like in a movie.
And I said, Clint, I'm really sorry about the car. I apologize.
What car?
And he said, I'm not as upset about the car situation as I am with the wife that left the car running.
Nice to cry. Sorry, Kaka.
Dino.
Oh my goodness, it is so unreal om te dink dat jy het in sy kombuis gesit en met hom gepraat.
Dit is
ek 'n goed fucking blow my mind.
Maar hulle is die normaalste mense wat ek
ken. Ryk hy? Ryk hy lekker?
Wanneer ek het nou nog nooit Clint gesnuf nie.
Oh shit.
Okay. Mens sou dink hy ruik soos sigarette, maar dis iets wat hy verskriklik haat.
O, mens sou dink jou ou boom
mos die sigaar. Hy kry bokse en bokse sigare van mense af as geskenke. Hy rook glad nie.
Shit man. Then you went to Las Vegas and you performed in front of one of the most elusive but richest men in the world, and that is Steve Wynn, who owns about everything. And he's got tunnel vision. What the fuck has he got?
Ek is nie seker presies wat mense die kondisie noem nie, maar hulle sê as jy deur twee strooitjies kyk, Dis hoe veel hy kan sien.
What the fuck?
So hy kan, hy kan omtrent niks sien nie, maar hy kan goed hoor.
Sure.
En, wat is dit nou, fisies of emosionele oogpyn?
Ek dink
fisies. Fisies kan hy net sien.
Hy sien die ryk man en hy kan nie sien nie.
As dit, hè?
She can't see his money.
He can't see his money, but he can listen. So they sang for him, and then he let them perform in the biggest hotels in Las Vegas called The Wynn, which is a win-win situation. And what's the other one?
Encore.
Encore, yeah. Not Encore.
Mm. Not Encore.
Encore.
The Encore.
Oh, fantastic.
And now we forward to myself walking in Vegas.
Walking in Vegas.
And going to watch Overturn, because I've had and made contact with Eduard on email. And he said, you coming to Vegas? I said, yeah. He says, we're there. Come and see us. I said, okay. Thinking, I hope he's good looking. He wasn't. No, he was.
There's
Duncan James of Blue. And there we were. And they were all there. And we listened to them. And it was like an unreal moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was quite special.
Sure.
It was a surprise. I didn't tell the rest of the guys. I just said, you guys cannot be late. We're going to sing for someone very special.
Oh my goodness.
So then Casper and wie was it nog? Johan?
Rina and Johan.
Rina and Johan.
Rina Hugo and Johan van Rensburg.
Wow.
Toe sing ons vir jou vir so 15 minute. Ja.
Dit was fantasties. En toe gaan kyk ons na
Toe gaan kyk ons Larev, wat nog steeds vir my die mees amazing show was wat ek nog gesien het.
Larev is so mooi. Dis die mooiste. Dit is net images. Dis net geld wat dit kan koop. Hulle spring van bo uit die lug uit onder in water in. Hulle jy kan kameras is onder die water by jou stoel. It is like the most incredible show you've seen in your life and we went to see that.
Shit.
So while we play a bit of Larev, I'm gonna get our next guest in, Yvonne, to do Fra Yvonne segment, okay?
Yay.
But for now, just
luister net.
Dobber in a waterpool. Oh, ek dobber. Isn't that just too beautiful for words? It's a beautiful show. We'll speak to Eduard more later. But now it's time for a new segment on our show. Ons het vir die dame al 'n paar keer gehad, het mense gebliksem left, right and center. En toe vertel sy my dat daar kom soveel vrae in van leke wat wil weet presies wat en hoe werk dit. Want dit is nou die tyd van mense gesien hoe ander mense opgestring word of gebliksem word. What the fuck is dit? So we've got a section Fay. And Fay stands for Fra Yvonne. Okay? So let's listen to our sting.
Fra Yvonne!
Dat is hy! Dis al. Kom ons luister weer. Dit was so oulik, maar dit is so fucking vinnig verby.
Fra Yvonne!
Dag hey! Hallo Yvonne!
Hoi, Kasper, hoe gaan dit?
Lekker man! So, oké, okay, ons begin deur 'n paar vraagies te vra. Ons het 'n vol show, so ons moet rush 'n bietjie.
Ja.
Ek wil by jou hoor, wat is die vraag wat jy die meeste kry, wat ons miskien kan mee begin, in terme van BDSM?
Oké, okay, wel, die vraag wat ek die heel meeste kry is, Hoe raak ek into BDSM? Hoe begin ek? Wat moet ek doen? Waar vind ek mense om mee te speel? Jy weet, okay. Wat moet ek doen om in BDSM in te kom?
Okay. So wat is die antwoord?
Dis nie 'n kort antwoord nie, maar dis daarom ook nie te lang nie. Ek wil net sê dat ek is nie 'n kenner nie. Ek is nie 'n seksoloog of enigiets van daai aard nie, maar ek is ervare, jy weet, so ek doen dit elke dag. Jy weet, so ek dink ek is in staat om redelik goed die antwoorde te kan antwoord. Okay, so die belangrikste van alles is navorsing. Voordat jy aan enigiemand raak of enigiemand aan jou raak, doen jou navorsing, weet wat is jou fetishes, wat is jou interests, weet wat die regte name daarvoor is. En ek meen, hierdie is die era van individualiste waarin ons bly. Individualiteit is alles.
Ja.
Maar, en mens moenie jouself label nie, hoor mens dag en nag. Maar in BDSM is dit verskriklik belangrik om jouself te label, korrek te label en deeglik te label, want gevaarlike dodelike misverstande kan plaasvind as jy dit nie doen nie. So, jy moet weet wat 'n rol jy wil vertolk. En daar's 'n paar major roles. BDSM roles, wat ek nou vir julle sal lys en 'n kort definisie van elkeen sal gee.
Okay.
So mens kry dominante mense, dominant or dom, and females can be called domina, although I don't like that word myself.
No. Sounds like a game.
So that this is the person who exercises control in a dominant and submissive relationship, and it can be used for either male or female dominance.
So die mense like it as hierdie ouens, hey, sit daar, so. Is dit dominant?
Ja, dit kan dominant wees. Maar met dominant, jy hoef nie bossy te wees om dominant te wees nie. Jy weet, jy moet net, jy, dit is mense wat nie daarvan hou om controle van hulle self oor te gee aan iemand anders nie.
Okay.
En dan kry jy nou wat teenoor dominant staan is submissive. That's the person that consensually gives up control either for a specified period just for the play or the session or for all the time but with limits.
So jy is dominant en jy het submissives. Net ja. Persoonlik in jou.
Ja. Ek het masochiste submissives en slawe.
Okay.
Ja. And then you get a sadist. Everybody knows what that means.
Fucking opa.
It's a person who enjoys inflicting pain or humiliation on another person. The person may gain sexual or non-sexual gratification from yes, this. Yes. And then opposite that is a masochist. It's a person who enjoys receiving pain or humiliation, and this may or may not be sexual enjoyment.
Yeah.
And then you get a sadomasochist, and that's obviously a person who enjoys receiving pain or humiliation and inflicting it. Then you get primals, that's someone who takes the position of not being traditional and wants to start evolving in an alternative lifestyle with no preset rules, traditions or protocols.
Oh.
So it's a person who wants to start at the beginning and set things up to his or her liking.
Okay.
And it can also mean your basest primary animal instinct, and it's also slang used for bringing out the basest animal instinct that people feel. Then you get a top. So this
oh, we know about tops.
Yeah, it's basically sort of similar. It's the person in control during a scene or in play, and it may or may not be a dominant person.
Okay.
And then you get a bottom.
Oh.
Do you have fond memories of...
Yeah, vat jy my nou terug, girl.
Lekker. So in a scene, so this is not necessarily a submissive or a masochist, but it can be. It's in the play session or the scene, the person who gives up control or who receives physical sensation or pain from a top. And then you get a switch. It's sort of like a sadomasochist, but not necessarily. It's a person who may feel dominant or sadistic or submissive or masochistic, depending on the person or their mood.
Kan jy sy mind op maak nie, man? Ja. Wat ek is 'n switch.
Ja. It's usually in different scenes. They enjoyed various roles on both sides of the slash. The implement.
Okay.
Or the sharp tongue or whatever.
So this is like things that is out there on the internet. You can swat it up.
Yes.
Dat jy net weet. Dat jy nie daar staan in a fucking bubbles hop. As iemand sê, is jy masochist?
Ja.
Ek weet nie.
And it's also, it makes it safer if you define yourself properly. And it makes it easier to search people that you can play with. Like-minded people, etc.
Okay.
And then you get other roles, and I'll just go over them quickly. You get, obviously, vanillas.
What's vanilla?
Vanilla is, it doesn't necessarily have to be someone as pale as me. It's someone who is not kinky in any way. No fetishes, no BDSM
interests. So we don't want vanillas on this segment.
No. They must go to the other stations.
Yeah.
And then you get daddies. It's someone who takes on a father role in a relationship. This is now a BDSM relationship. And it's often but not always a dominant.
Okay.
Then you get fetishists. It's someone who's not necessarily into traditional BDSM. It's often... sexual fetishes, but it can also be someone with a latex fetish. So they love wearing rubber, and that's all they do in the world of BDSM. No pain, no inflicting pain on others, nothing. It's very specific, usually. Fetishes.
So that's, we would say, Shania Twain, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's definitely a fetish, if you're into her. And then you get kinksters. It's a person characterized by... I don't like this word
say it
for this, but unusual, but I think it's normal or whatever, but it would be considered abnormal by societal standards usually, or fetishistic sexual preferences or behavior. And then you get masters. It's the male owner of a slave, or it can be a female owner of a slave, but masculine and female.
Why are you shaking your head, Duncan?
She said slave and master.
Are you into that, or does the word upset
it's
you?
Now he's not trying to be political. Oh, that's so funny. Let me just switch off his fucking mic here.
And or it can be someone who's not a who doesn't own any slaves.
Don't say that word.
But they're very skilled in something, so it can be a master of rope work or a master at whipping or whatever.
Okay.
And then you get the female of that, and that's mistress. It's the female owner of a submissive or slave. Or it can be a woman highly skilled in something, but it's rarer than the term master. And then you get pets. It's a bottom who enjoys animal play, portraying an animal in BDSM play. The most common pet plays are pony play, kitten play, and dog play.
Geef mij een voorbeeld van dat.
I did a photo shoot a few months ago. we were talking about it earlier with me and Zelda van Zelda.
De Grantie?
Yeah, Zelda Delpech, yeah. She married recently and got a new surname. Featuring as my human pet, my human rabbit. So it's, they don't necessarily need to be, to wear an animal costume, but it's often that. And this was a latex rabbit costume.
Sorry, I don't want to laugh, but it's just it a sounds, strange world.
And it can also mean someone who's not necessarily into animal play, but it can be a common term of affection or endearment.
What's that, pet?
Yeah, you can say, oh, I love you so much, Casper, my little pet.
Yeah.
Yeah, my klein dierky.
My pet, yeah. Oh.
My klein wollerige woofie.
Oh, Gavin, my kaal kop dassiekie.
Whatever that means.
Oh, yeah. Fabulous.
And it can also mean a pampered submissive who's not into pet play, but it's he or her is treated as a human type of pet. Yeah. And then you get proper BDSM slaves. This is BDSM slaves, not slaves.
Not slave.
It's a person slave who consensually gives total control to their master or mistress or owner, often giving up much or all of their rights to limits, safe words, or negotiation. This is quite often formalized in the form of a contract. Obviously, it's not recognized by any legal system in the world or any government or whatever. Yeah. But there is an international slave register where you get a slave number, and it's very, very popular.
Duncan.
Not a lot has
we
changed.
Must get it
so
for
it's
you.
Like properly legit, so you can go register and everything.
Yes, but it's not recognized by any
law entity or anything.
Yeah, but it's people who are into that, I have a slave, take it very seriously.
And like, you guys have a contract?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. That's good.
And then you get a toy, and that is someone who is treated and used not like a person, but like a toy.
Oh, my God.
And this can take various forms. Casper, I'm sure you'll like this.
Yes.
It's a sex toy, or a play toy, or a dog toy, or a fuck toy, or a pain toy, or whatever. Yes.
Did you say fuck toy?
Yes. Okay, so those are the major roles. There are other ones as well, but I cannot list everything here. There's
but if you now say fuck toy, do I then stay in a closet and then you open it, I come out like a Duracell bunny? fuck, and back in the closet again. How does it work?
That depends on your specific preferences, your personal preferences, as well as your dominance. Preferences, and all the negotiations that took place before you ever started playing.
My back won't hold it. That's it. If I just constantly do a fuck motion. I don't think I can be a fuck toy.
And then it's also very important to do all the negotiations and state your exact preferences to your potential play partner or your potential BDSM relationship partner. So this can be your partner, your romantic partner in real life, or somebody else.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can go and study all this, and then if you are interested, you go onto the internet and you search for what?
Well, there's lots and lots of articles and lots of scientific papers or medical papers that's been written on the subject.
Yeah, but I actually meant after that, groups.
Oh. Yes, yes.
Where can you find them?
Oh, I'll tell you now.
Okay, please tell me.
So.
Okay, you are Mrs. Batten. What's your name?
Mistress Batten.
And you are on?
I'm on several sites, Spanking Tube mostly.
What? Where?
Spanking Tube.
Okay.
Write it down, Duncan.
And FetLife. It stands for Fetish Life, and it's sort of like the Facebook of BDSM. It's a fantastic site with millions and millions of users worldwide.
Write it down,
worldwide.
Duncan.
It's awesome site.
So you said Spanking Tube and?
FetLife.
FetLife. FetLife.
And then for professional services, my BDSM video clips, they're on Clips for Sale, which is one of the biggest porn and BDSM a downloadable video site in the world.
Is free download or subscription? Do you,
no, you pay. You pay for it.
Okay, I've got no problem. I'm a working man.
You're not a slave, you mean?
Yeah, no, things have changed.
Slave, your money.
You get paid for your work. Mm-hmm. That's the great thing about a slave. I recently revamped my Strafcom, my BDSM dungeon, and it was all done with slave labor. So, yeah.
How do I become your slave?
My slave. You must like pain, and you must like very bossy woman.
Do you like that?
I do. Okay. I've been a bad boy.
Okay, next time I'll bring a cane with.
I've been a bad boy.
I almost said something. Let me not go there.
Oh, my goodness.
And you must not be camera shy or shy to be naked. I only play with naked people.
I'm a bad boy.
He's unzipping.
Magic mic.
So that's what
this is a magic mic.
Everything I said now is part of my preferences. So mm-hmm. I'm into the clothed females, naked men fetish, CFNM for short. So I am always fully dressed, and the people I play with always naked.
Jesus, maar jy moet voor hier ingaan, moet jy nou al jou afkortings gaan leer en al die benamings.
Ja.
Wat is jy? Ek is 'n RRD.
Waarvoor staan dit?
GGS fetiches. Doen jy LPR? Nee, ek doen ZRG. God, regtig.
Kasper, maar dit is actually so belangrik, want daar is afkortings, daar is byvoorbeeld twee afkortings wat so gaan. FHT1 en FHT2.
Okay.
So dit staan vir Full Human Toilet 1 and Full Human Toilet 2.
Ew.
Yes. So you can imagine what it is, or no, I can tell you.
Tell
so me. Full Human Toilet 1 is where it's different to a golden shower, because a golden shower can happen on any part of the body. The
golden shower is pee.
Yeah. Yeah. And then a Roman shower is pee.
I must just explain to Edward's Omo who's still listening.
Yeah. Ek dink wanneer vra Yvonne seksie opkom, moet jy net vir ouma gou
forward die podcast
of haar fucking drip gee en dan sal dit nie lyk.
Ouma dit kan hanteer. Dalk sou maar baie.
Hy vir al wat ons weet is sy ouma en toe kinkie staan.
Maar jy was by vomit. Sorry, ek het jou geïnter.
Ja, Roman shower is vomit. Ek het dit nou maar net genoem vir.
Well, Roman shower is vomit. I don't know. Oh my god.
And then a brown shower is scat play. Scat on any other body part except the mouth. So when you get to doing it in the mouth, Full Human Toilet 1 is if somebody urinates in your mouth.
Yeah. Oh my god.
And
I'm aroused. Yeah. Go
Full
on.
Human Toilet 2 is where your dominant will defecate in your mouth.
No shit.
No shit.
Wow.
And there's special toilets that's built for that.
Really?
Yes, the person is bound. They lie on their back, and then it's sort of a little wooden structure with a toilet seat, usually. I've seen photos of it. And then the person will lie open with their mouth underneath the toilet.
Yeah. And it is amazing that all mense is wat, I mean, almal het hulle fetishes.
Exactly.
Is it a disorder?
Hierdie twee presies gaan so aan, dankie.
Well,
in Casper.
I think that I just need some water now.
Well, in my opinion, I don't necessarily want to do it, but I find most fetishes interesting and read up about it.
Yeah.
If it's consenting adults and it gives them pleasure, great. Then why it's, the fuck then not? It's good. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's good to go through life to be learning about things, but don't be unnecessarily shocked about things. I think that's very important. You just, okay, so that's how the cookie crumbles there. Move on or stay along or whatever. Yeah. But to go,
I mean, except if somebody wants to shit in your mouth and you're not into it, there's no reason why it should bother you
at all. Do they swallow?
Sometimes and sometimes not.
Oh my God.
But I've spoken to somebody who's very into it here in South Africa. Husband
into
and wife.
Into doing or receiving?
Well, the wife does and he receives. Okay. And he swallows, but she says 15 minutes after, always, every time, he vomits. Oh. He vomits everything out because she says it's sort of like his body realizes that what it doesn't belong there.
And then there's someone who likes to eat that vomit shit.
It's a win-win situation.
I should research that. I've never heard of
it.
White people things.
No, it's not just a white people thing, Duncan. No, it's not.
Dankie baie vir hierdie week se baie opvoedkundige segment.
Yes, it was fantastic.
Ons het nie kak gepraat nie.
Dit is alles feite.
Okay, we'll see you in 2 weeks time.
Great, dankie. Yay. Dit is lekker.
Wow, that was a mouthful. Sure. Okay. So, Eduard, wat denk jy hiervan?
Baie interessant.
It's interessant, eh? Okay, well, I'm gonna ask Gavin to tell us about the Oscars that's gonna happen, and I want you to jump in every time you've met any of them and just say met them, seen them, cock or not. Okay? Is that a deal?
Sure.
Yeah, we like that. And I know it's common, but we like that. We like that. Okay, so Gavin, you are on this mic. Am I right?
Am I on? No, I'm not. I can't hear myself.
Well, that's a pity because you are on. So what's happening with the Oscars?
Okay, this is my Oscar music.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Oscars are happening on the 88th Oscar Awards. The Academy Awards are happening this Sunday. I'm just quickly gonna say to you what's the best picture. The best picture, best actor, and best actress. Best pictures is The Revenant, Mad Max Fury Road.
Is the fucking Cape Town version.
Yes, The Martian. Who
I loved.
I want to watch it. It's stunning. Is it?
Okay, and Matt Damon already. You got 3 degrees of separation because he's met Matt Damon.
Oh my God.
Edward, so you're already here.
Exactly, it's exactly. So quick. Yeah. Like, okay. And The Room.
Did you meet Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah. Ongelukkig niet.
Fuck. Okay. And The Big Short, Brooklyn, Bridge of Spies, and Spotlight. They're all up for Best Picture. And the one that most of the critics say is likely to get the award, to get the Oscar, is Mad Max. And they've got like 10 nominations, like in the whole sort of thing,
so
right?
Yeah, it's again a degree of separation. We've got Charlize.
Exactly, Charlize Theron. And then Best Actor Awards. So our nominees are Bryan Cranston for Trumbo, Matt Damon for The Martian, Leonardo DiCaprio for The Revenant, Michael, how do you pronounce his surname? Fassbender for Steve Jobs. And
he's got a huge cock.
Is it? Yeah. Where did you see it?
In that movie where he was a sexual had a sexual problem. What is that movie again, Eduard?
Yeah.
Did they not hear, did they, what is his actual penis? Or
yeah,
did
he was walking
no stunt double.
Yeah,
no
but there was not one image of his prachtige gevoel.
Yeah, but it's...
Oh my God.
You cry the 3D. They say, take out your 3D glasses now.
And the last actor is from Danish Girl. He's Eddie
Redmayne.
Yeah, Redmayne.
Yeah, it was a very good movie.
And again, like I looked at all of the like the critics and what they are saying, and the favorite is Leonardo DiCaprio.
Vech die beer.
He might get his very first Oscar. Have you ever?
Oh my goodness, that would be amazing. I watched that movie this week. Fucking blew my mind.
What, The Revenant?
Incredible. The Revenant,
Casper,
yes.
Just 2 minutes. I watched that movie. I fell asleep 3 times.
Really?
It's a whole, I don't get the whole big idea. That,
no,
I just don't get
that
movie.
Very, it's very heavy. It's
don't.
Fucking heavy. It's very heavy and it's fucking long. It's 2.5 hours.
That's why I fell asleep.
It's boring movie.
No, it's
don't
not boring.
It. Don't.
And actress, actress quickly.
And lastly, actress is the nominees are Cate Blanchett for Carol, Brie Larson for Room, Jennifer Lawrence for Joy, Charlotte Rampling for 45 Years.
Oh, but she's old.
And what is S-O-I-R-S-E? Soyuz. Sawyer.
Oh, it's that strange Irish fucking name. I don't know.
For Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And the favorite one is
Room.
Brie Larson for Room, yeah.
For Room, yeah. I want to watch Room this weekend. I want to watch that and Trumbo. I want to watch
Trumbo. I've seen. It's the guy from Breaking Bad.
Yeah,
he's like this major TV
a true
director.
Story.
What, the young guy or the old guy?
The older
it's
guy.
The time when they hunted communists in America.
Wow,
it's brilliant.
Yeah,
loved it.
So what gaan jy die naweek kyk?
Brew.
Brew.
Brie in Room.
He's
Brew.
Brie.
And Trumbo.
Trumbo.
And
Trumbo.
Revenant. Did jy nog nie Revenant gekyk nie?
Yeah, but it's not available on Apple TV yet. So.
Yeah, maar ek het 'n kopie so ek sal vir gee.
Oh my goodness!
Oh! Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm one of those people.
It's illegal. Trompy and he bought some band. Thank you very much,
Gavin.
That's my pleasure. I'm very curious though, with the whole drama of the black issue, I'm very curious to see how Chris Rock is.
Oh, he's gonna slash it. He's gonna talk about it.
Yeah.
Definitely, because he was also criticized the first time. They said he wasn't that good. And now they've asked him back.
Ja, maar dink jy nie hulle het hom teruggevra met hulle niemand anders het nie.
Hy het gesê, he said, but I think he was joking, but he said, okay, they chose me because Ellen DeGeneres said no. Ellen that he's met again.
Now you see, he's always in here. That
it what always comes in everywhere.
The degree of separation.
Neem jy foto saam met hulle almal?
O ja. Ek sien jou Facebook bysna.
Okay, asseblief.
O jere ja.
Het jy soos 'n wall by jou huis van like soos 'n almal?
Nee. Nie van almal nie. Nee.
Oh shit.
Cindy's here to help you, Gavin.
You pronounce that Irish name Sir Shah.
Ah, thank you.
Spell it again, Gavin.
S-O-I-R-S-E. So short. What did she say?
Sir Shah. She then goes on to say, geez, Gassi, I'm feeling a bit sick after that toilet gawk.
Mm. Yeah, it's not for everyone.
It's not for the faint hearted.
No, but we shouldn't judge.
It's not for the vanillas.
Yeah. It's not for the vanillas.
I say, ons leer elke dag.
Oh, maar as ek nou weer honger. Now,
for
roomies, chocolate roomies.
So there you are, and all of a sudden, ETV, that E with the uitroepteken TV, comes and says, we're going to make a reality show with Dina Eastwood and your band.
Yeah.
It was just such a unique story that they couldn't pass on it. So yes, they decided let's shoot a pilot and see if it'll get picked up. And it took about a year after that and we started filming and we went to Hawaii and all over the place.
Oh wow!
Did it's the same crew that does the Kardashians.
Oh, nice.
So how did they work? Like you guys, so one like 2 weeks, you guys, and then the other 2 weeks, like the Kardashians. So how does it work?
No, I think it was 6 or 8 weeks that we filmed, and during that time they were busy with a different crew was filming them.
Did you meet Kanye West?
No, it was before Kanye, but I did meet all the Kardashians and.
Oh my goodness.
I remember the mic pack that I had on was Bruce Jenner's when he was still Bruce.
So that makes you trans.
Pretty much, I think.
Because what happened, Duncan, that you don't know, is in that show he came out.
Who, Bruce?
Yeah.
Yes, I chose the most public way to do it, and
it's very clever.
It was the best.
How do you
ever.
Come out? Did you like be dramatic and be like, I'm out.
Yeah, I did.
There was a love affair, and it was part of the drama. So I just decided, you know what?
Fuck it.
Yeah,
but with it, I used to watch that show religiously.
His show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So were the tears real?
Yeah. Yeah, it was real.
Sure.
You get to a point where you don't notice the cameras anymore. It sounds weird, but you just...
Yeah, you get used to them.
You get used to them and you just go on with your life. So I remember the one time we were in the gym and one of the girls came up to us and said, "What's going on?" I said, "Well, we're just here to work out." Mm-hmm. She said, "No, what about all these cameras?" And yeah, it's like you just
forgot about it.
Oh, wow.
But then you sort of had Afrikaans as a lief, was it a liefdesteleurstelling? Of what did you op camera gehad? A meltdown?
Well, the first meltdown was geweest, hulle was bekommerd die uitkomst ding gaan negatief wees vir die groep.
Ek verstaan.
So die groep wat jy gehad het, dit moet publiek word. Nie, maar toe ek net besluit, weet jy, dis my lewe. Mm. It's my life, is my lewe.
Yeah.
So, I know Emil like went on like crazy that day.
Yeah, he did get some flack, but yeah.
Are you the only gay one in that group?
No, there are two.
Okay.
Yeah. One is
did you guys...
You know what he's gonna
I mean, if he's the only one that's of your kind, I mean, naturally.
We don't just fuck anyone that's got a pippy.
Okay.
Anyway, so you had that, and then when did you meet Skulk?
Skulk I met about almost two years now.
A Skulk your lover?
Yeah.
What?
Oh my goodness.
Skulk my man.
Van Week.
Wat? Ek is jammer, ek het nie geweet nie.
No, that's why you're here to find
where
out.
Where have you been?
I'm trying to find out whether they are married or they just...
Nog nie.
Okay. Can,
awesome!
Duncan, can you make place for the guy, please?
Kom hier so, ek moet net een vraag vra, meneer.
Ja, you ask it.
Is dit Skulk van Week, Skulk?
What the fuck?
Is that Skulk van Week?
Like the rugby player?
I don't know. I keep hearing Skulk, so I'm thinking this could be Skulk van Week.
You know, there are a lot of Skulks out there.
Those by Skulks, yeah.
Are you Skulk van Week? Tell the audience.
No, I'm not Skulk van Week.
Which Skulk are you?
Duplessis.
Hier man, hier so meneer, Skulk Duplessis.
Okay.
Thanks, thank you.
Not to be confused with Skulk, the rugby player, who I don't know.
I don't even know. What the rugby
so
player.
You've been overseas touring...
After Overtone,
I mean, you and Skulk.
Yes.
I mean, he's been with you a long time now.
Yes, almost 2 years now. The last 2 years, we've been spending time in Greece and in Israel.
Duncan.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, 6 months Greece, 6 months Israel, back to Greece, another 6 months. It was very fun.
Beautiful.
I actually want to tell you
which
something.
One?
I think you will enjoy this. Let me teach you some Greek.
Ja, please.
Ja, ons het langklaas
een les gehad.
So wanneer jy vir iemand hallo sê, dan sê jy jassas.
Jassas.
Oh, it's my soul hier.
Jassas.
That's like a second word.
Jassas. And Greece, everyone will greet you.
Jassas.
Oma and opa. Oma is mamoes.
Mamoes.
Opa is?
Maipoes.
Papoes.
Papoes. Oh my goodness. Wat trek ons? Ons trek. Ons gaan voorkom. Papoes.
En opa grooikie is propapoes.
Propapoes.
Love
it.
Oh my goodness. So what is pas? Parampoes.
Gavin. Nu durf jy seker goed sê.
That's a very logical question. Come on.
Okay, that is.
But what is interesting now, we want to be deep, is like Kate Bush had a song, Babushka. So you can hear where that came from. I think that's Russian. So the Greek is papush. Papus.
Babush.
Babush is Russian. You see, there we go, when you learn something again.
Elke dag.
Ach, dis
prachtig. Can I please have a gift?
Oh, ja.
Ja, wacht,
hy staan nog die hele tyd hier so.
Oh, lovely.
Ek nie geweet wat om vir jou te kry nie. Ek wil eerst witwijn gekry.
Maar ek drink nie.
Toe het ek onthou, ja. Jy drink nie. Maar jy is 'n kunstenaar.
Ja, ek is.
So, hier so is vir jou.
What the fuck is dit?
Dis terpentijn.
Oh my god, I'm gonna go high tonight.
Dit is so a goeie gift.
What is that? Huh?
So
it's tips for when you paint and you need it in your brushes.
Oh my god, smell this.
Oh my god, I want to take a swig.
Any swig. Oh, look at that easel.
Oh,
this is so cute.
Wow. And you painted it for me.
Ja.
Wijse
woorde.
Wat a fok staan daar?
Het het my baie lang gevat om dit uit te dink.
Wacht, ek gaan...
Daar staan...
Ek is blind.
Wat staan daar?
Daar staan... Wie is jou papa? Nee. Wie is jou papoes? Nee.
Wys jou. Wys
jou nee. Krappies. Nee, ek gee op, wat staan nie.
Was jou kwas.
Ah! Okay, hou dit daar by, hou dit daar by. Jy sit 'n fotootjie neer.
Met die terpentyn en 'n rooi koppie.
En nou die terpentyn ook. Waar is jou
tyd? Waar die fok is my terpentyn?
Ek het dit by my, dit trek so lekker.
Don't mess it on this machine.
I'm gonna get high now. You're gonna
get fine. Wacht, ek moet die fotootjie neem.
Oh my god.
Ach, dit is fantastisch.
We can't take a proper picture with the mic in your
okay,
face.
But this is a radio show, by
okay, yeah, sorry. Okay, so smile quickly.
Ach, dit is so mooi. Kijk hoe oulik is die klein.
That is very original.
Yeah.
Very original. Can we just have a prop for the dope? Because I'm getting high. Can we have a prop for the terpentine?
Your prop is langsam. Like silver, next silver, to the box.
Oh, I didn't see it because I'm high.
Man, dit is so 'n goeie gift. Ek hou nou even meer van jou. Dit is so thoughtful gift om vir iemand te gee.
Absolutely.
Mens hardloop altyd uit die fucking goed uit.
Absolutely.
Ek weet ook, ek sien ook.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Amazing.
Absolutely. Talk about your art. Het jy nog daai een stuk, die Bastard Prince?
It sold.
Ah, oh, that was my gunsling.
I'll make you another one.
I also saw you there. I saw you at the opening of his thing.
With
your mom. Aww. With your mamushka.
That's right. You were at the opening. You were just in the country then.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Because I sort of bonded with Edward in Las Vegas. I
of course him. You did.
Because it was me and it was, let's throw names. It was Esther de Blanche from Egoli. And it was, who was her boyfriend?
Rina.
Her boyfriend was...
Oh, was it Chris?
No, man. Her boyfriend, Neil Sutherland. No, what's his name?
Neil.
The guy from Orion. Orion.
Skalk van Veek.
He played in Orion with Yvonne Nogal. Wie? Neil Sandilands.
Neil
Sandilands. And
Bart.
Esta. And Jay. And Le Rêve. Oh, it was so nice.
Sure.
And we...
Jarenlange vriendskappe.
It happened then, and you can't imagine how long it's been now.
Sure, it's amazing.
Oh, he's fucking trompie weer. Ek soek a song wat jy gedoen het, a cappella op Jacaranda, Edward. Wat was dat? Was het Hallelujah? Wat was dit nou weer?
Ja, Hallelujah was net ek geweest. Dat was nie...
Is dat net jy?
Ja, ons het omgeleier.
Well, nou gaan het... nog beter wees om daarmee te eindig, want dit is net jy.
Ag, fantasties.
Ja, nou moet ek dit net kry. Vra vir hom nog vra vir hom kom en vra terwyl ek soek.
Hoe oud is jy?
Jy kom en vra.
Hoe oud lyk ek vir jou?
Nee, baie jonk hoor. Baie jonk, soos 25, 26.
Ah nee, ek is 83 baby.
Nee, ag whatever.
So, yeah, believe you.
So jy is 38.
Wat? 33.
33, ja. Wat?
Sy het die wiskunde gedoe die vergewe.
Nee, ek het nie, ek het nie. En ek is nie eerskom om dit te sê nie. Ek het laargraad wiskunde gedraai.
Wie was die interessantste celebrity jy ontmoet het? Sulke vraag wil ek hee.
Okay, wie was die interessantste celebrity wat jy ooit ontmoet het?
Josh Groban.
Het hy lekker geruik?
Hy is awesome. Love
wie
him.
Was die jou least favorite celebrity? Like, who did you like think?
Ja.
Sean Penn.
Ah.
Very drunk. Very drunk really? All the time. Ja, I was...
En hy het ons vir Charlize gedaid.
Ja.
Hy het hy gelos.
Nee, sy het hom gelos, want hy het al gebloedsem.
Hy was te drunk. Hy was te drunk. Hy het geruik na fucking...
Hulle beklei daar in die kaap.
Hulle vreeslik.
Vreeslik.
What time did
en,
I start?
En hou jy daarvan om te braai?
Oh, natuurlik.
O, okay, natuurlik.
Dit vreeslik gemis toe ons nou in...
Natuurlik. Dit is nie, dit is nie. Hou jy van braai broodjies?
Wie is die grootste guy in Hollywood wat ons nie van weet nie?
Wat ons nie van
ja, is like Tom Cruise, is hy gay?
Ja, ja, dat verseker.
Regtig?
Ja, ek soort eigen van.
Ek ook.
Hy en ou Travolta.
Gaan ons amper gaan?
Ou Travolta. Hoekom, what the fuck is jou probleem?
nee, ek vond het maar net of die show al voorbij is.
Is dit jy hierdie? Is jy? Oké, okay, dit is Edward.
Yay!
Edward, jy sal weer moet kom. Jy en Skalk. En it's so, it was a great show. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
We're listening to Edward. We're listening to...
That David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you?
This is CliffCentral.com.